Juno is hosting its first state high school sports championship in nearly a quarter century this week. The boys and girls soccer tournaments are being held at Thunder Mountain High School and Adair Kennedy Park. The last state championships played in the capital city were the boys and girls basketball tournaments in 1986. KTOO's Casey Kelly has the story.
The home crowd reacts as Juno's Daffodil Ellison scores a goal 5 minutes into Thursday's game against Wasilla. Juno Douglas High School's girls and boys teams both qualified for this year's state tournament. That's not at all surprising given the recent success of both teams. But this year's tournament should be special for the Crimson Bears since they get to play on their home field. Senior goalkeeper Kristen Derrick knows what she likes about playing at home.
Yeah, I like having it here, and I like sleeping in my own bed and staying at home, and I don't know, it's nice because you don't have to travel or anything.
JDHS girls coach Matt Dusenberry says the whole not having to travel thing is nice for parents, too.
Oftentimes when we travel up and play in Anchorage or Wasilla, wherever they hold the state championships, typically the only fan base we have are those senior parents.
On the flip side, JDHS boys coach Gary Lenhart says he prefers to travel.
You know, I kind of liked coming out of town and being the underdog and under the radar and having all the guys in the hotel. And so I have to admit, I was a little disappointed when I heard that we were going to be here, that I wasn't going to be able to, you know, my kids will be in school, I'd be teaching. But watching it and the beautiful weather, and I think it's great for the city of Juneau. It's certainly fun for these kids' parents.
John Andrews is director of state tournaments for the Alaska School Activities Association. He says ASA tries to hold tournaments in as many different parts of the state as possible.
We've been in the southeast over the last 10 years. We went to Ketchikan for 4A wrestling in 2003, and then 1A, 2A wrestling about 3 years ago in Sitka, and now here in Juneau.
Juno bid on the state soccer tournament 3 years ago, and Andrews says he's happy to finally see it happen.
It's the culminating event of the year, and it's under the most incredible conditions in one of the most scenic areas of the state of Alaska, so got to be happy.
Lenhart says the best part for him is being able to suit up more players. When JDHS travels to state tournaments, it can't always afford to bring a full squad.
So we would limit ourselves to 16 or 17 players, and now I get to involve a lot more players. So that part's the best part of all.
Because he's a sophomore, right wing Heston Allred is probably one of the players who wouldn't travel if the tournament were held in Anchorage. Upperclassmen are often favored when it comes to travel. Allred says the experience should benefit JDHS down the road.
It's really good for us to get out here and get to see how higher-end players get to play, and we pick up some of their techniques and get to see the plays and just put in the back of our mind for when we come out here next year.
The state soccer tournament goes through Saturday with the girls' championship game at 1 p.m. and boys at 3:30 at Adair Kennedy Park. In all, 14 teams, 7 boys and 7 girls squads are competing in the tournament. Each team brings up to 22 players plus coaches and fans. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.